Welcome back to Just One Question, and I am really delighted and honored to have Eric Yabberbaum with us. He is the best-selling author of seven books and chairman of New York City-based Errico Communications. Welcome, Eric. How are you on this fine Tuesday morning?
Happy to be alive.
Excellent. And how's New York? Just in one word or less.
For me, I'm very biased. New York is always phenomenal.
Oh, that's great. And to get started right away, to jump right in, most Americans, as well as, of course, folks over in the UK, have been fascinated lately watching the attempts of the press over there to find out what's up with Kate Middleton and the royal family in general. And it excited a lot of communication, a lot of discussion about what's appropriate and what isn't, and how should celebrities and people like the royal family handle the amount of information that gets disclosed and the amount that doesn't get disclosed. And then, of course, it turned out very sadly in Kate's case that the information she was holding back was that she had cancer. And then the press had to react to that. So it was a textbook case of what's the right amount of information to reveal, when, and how do you handle these ticklish matters, and where does privacy end and the public's right to know or need to know or lurid desire to know kick in. And so we're hoping you can unpack all of that for us and explain it to us how it should be done. So what's your take on Kate, but just in general with public figures?
The thing is for all of us, because of social media. I mean, I've been in television my entire career. I've been in the news my entire career. Is it anybody else's business about my personal life? And what do and don't I want to disclose, and what are the personal details of my life? Do I have children? Do I think I need to talk to my children first, just as an example, my family first, just as an example? The thing is about being a public figure, being an A-League celebrity, certainly being in the royal family, is that's kind of what you sign up for. There's going to be some intrusion into your life. So what do and do you not want to reveal? A lot of us are private. We would rather keep most of our lives, at least our personal lives, personal, not out there in the mainstream media or in this day and age, social media all over the place. The royal family has such a long history of incredible information, interest in everything about their lives. If you're going to be in the royal family, you can expect that just like any celebrity could be. So what's appropriate and what's not appropriate is it's almost irrelevant, because, I mean, there's no way to define that. What it is realistically is the press and anybody with a cell phone is going to be interested. So the best thing that you can possibly do, if you accept that as fact, is get out in front of a story best you can before the story. Don't let the story manage you. You manage the story. In this particular instance, I think they did take or try to get out in front of that story a little bit. And, that photo, once you alter a photo, which is something we all need to be concerned about going forward, let alone artificial intelligence, once you start doing that, of course, if that's exposed, you are going to be getting a lot more questions. Sure. And that little ingredient added into this story, it made it worse than it had to be. The thing about it is, imagine in your own family, just cancer. When you have cancer, it's a private affair between you and your loved ones, not for everybody in the world. She doesn't have that luxury. Getting out ahead of the story before the story manages you and tells itself is always a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And what about advice for those of us who are a little less thrilling to the rest of the world than the royal family? You mentioned social media, and of course, the possibility is to put endless amounts of personal information out there. How do you even begin to think about that? Is there any way to decide what's what's reasonable and what's not, or what's too much information and what's not. We all have a sense at some point, whether it's somebody who's private or somebody who's a public figure, there gets to a point where it's TMI.
I mean,
And
the thing is
so
about
where is that line drawn, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask.
the things about TMI is that that's a that's up to each and every individual. I consider myself, I don't know, a C-leaguer, and I've written a lot of books. I've been on television for a long time. How much? What do I want? What do I want out there? And what I want out there, my personal life is personal for me. You're never going to see much of that. In the good old days when Facebook started, I thought it was something for me and my family. So if you want to go back on my Facebook page 5 years, 4 years, you'll see stuff about my family that was intended for me and my family, not absolutely everybody. But, personally, I try to keep my personal life personal. My professional life is very, I mean, you Google me, you are going to find out plenty about my career. That's on purpose. You'll find out nothing about, my personal life, nothing about, who I was out with last night. That's managed by me. It's done on purpose. And for everybody out there who is not famous, or just likes social media, you need to decide. But, I think that their privacy is underrated, and everybody ought to be very, very careful about what they put on social media.
I like that. So it's a matter of thinking clearly about what for you needs to be private and what can be public, right? And then
Privacy is underrated.
I think that's the mic drop one-liner. So privacy is underrated. Eric Yaberbaum, thank you so much for being on Just One Question. I appreciate you, and I won't ask you any questions about your private life. I get the message. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.